This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
It's time for English Makeover from BBC World Service. In this series, learners of English from around the world tell us their language problems. And there's advice for them and you from experienced teacher of English, Karen Adams.
Hi, I'm Karen Adams and I'm an English language teacher and teacher trainer. The English Makeover learners will be telling me about their problems and, well, I'll see what I can do to help.
Our learner today is Mohammed Ibrahim, who comes from Afghanistan and lives in the UK. Presenter Vicky Sullivan went to meet him at work to find out how we could help him to improve his English.
My name is Mohammed Ibrahim. My surname is Ghaffari. I'm from Afghanistan. I have been living in United Kingdom for the last 3 years. I go to college and have a job of taxi driver. I go to college at the days, at the morning, and in the evening at 6 o'clock I begin my work as a taxi driver.
Ibrahim is at college in London where he studies economics. But in the evenings he works as a taxi driver. I visited him at the taxi rank.
Obviously, you're driving around, picking up people, taking them places, and you do this job presumably just as a way to earn some money.
Yes, the main thing is that I don't want to be depend on social welfare. So as a young man, I have the energy and power to work and to earn money and support myself and my family.
When you first came here and first started working here and studying here, did you find it difficult using English all the time? Did you think that your English wasn't good enough?
When I entered in this business, I must say it is the most complicated job for foreigners. Some problems for finding the place and communicate with different people, different background. Majority of our customers, they are English people. We communicate in English.
How long have you been learning English? Did you learn English before you came to Britain or only when you came?
I've had some English knowledge in my country, in Afghanistan, the basic things. But when I came here, I start learning from the beginning because the accent and the procedure of learning English in my country was too much different.
Okay, so you really started to learn properly and to improve when you came here. Do you think you have any specific problems with your English that you would like help with?
As far as I know, my written and reading English is, I don't feel any sort of problem. But my spoken English is a bit poor. Maybe that's because I have never socialized with English people. But with customers during my work, almost all the time, they use slang words, which is very difficult for a foreigner to understand. They don't pronounce fully a word. And so majority of people, they use different terminologies. And the other thing is that they use the abbreviation. They don't use the full word, which is very, very hard for a foreigner to understand the meaning. And sometimes if you just repeat it, frequently ask the same thing, they get annoyed and they're disappointed.
Okay, so you have a problem with understanding people when they use informal language, slang language, and maybe when they speak very fast as well, if they're speaking informally. And what about your own speaking? Do you think that you have enough knowledge of slang to speak informally, or would you like to increase your knowledge of that?
Well, honestly, I want to improve it much more than the stage which I am right now.
You've just heard Mohammed Ibrahim from Afghanistan talking about his problems with English slang and abbreviations. Time to consult expert teacher Karen Adams.
Well, Ibrahim is in a very special position. In fact, he's sitting in the front of a taxi. And so very often he's not looking at the people who are speaking. And this learning to listen to people when you can't see their mouths move is very, very difficult. And this is where listening to the radio can actually help a lot. So I would actually recommend that Ibrahim starts listening to the radio more and try to work out, try to follow the sense of what he's listening to. The second thing I would recommend him to do is to watch soap operas. Now, this may sound a little bit strange, but in British soap operas, you actually hear a lot of slang language, a lot of colloquial language, and this will help him to understand the people sitting in his cab a lot more. So really, listening to the radio so that he can understand without seeing, and watching soap operas so that he can understand all of this informal language that he hears around him.
So if Ibrahim is watching soap operas and hearing slang and colloquial language used on television, what happens if he makes a note of it, but he still doesn't understand what it means? What can he do then?
Well, I would recommend him to ask somebody that he's working with, because I'm sure they will be able to help out. People generally, when learners find colloquial language, people generally like to help out and help them understand. If there's something he doesn't quite understand and he has no one to ask, he should listen for it again. If he hears it coming up very often, then he knows this is actually something quite important. He should try to pay attention to the situation in which he hears the language. So, for example, if he hears someone say, "I'm off now," "I'm off now," and then the person leaves, he can work out that this means sort of goodbye, but in a very informal sort of way. I think this is a very important point, though, because quite often learners are exposed to very neutral or very formal language, and it's sometimes quite difficult to hear and then understand real live English. And so I would really recommend people, wherever they're learning, to try to access different accents, different forms of language. Don't feel that there is one British English. There are lots and lots of accents to understand.
And watching a wide variety of TV programmes will help with that, and will also give him the context of where the words are being used.
Yes, certainly it will. And as I say, listening to the radio will help him to access lots of different accents.
Advice there from teacher Karen Adams, which you can also try out to help you with your English. And what about Ibrahim? Vicky went back to ask him what he thought of Karen's suggestions.
It's very useful advice. She mentioned about two options. One is TV and the other is radio. But for cab driver, it's very difficult to follow a program on the TV because, you know, it's his job involves that he must be on the road. So I would prefer to use the radio instead of TV, because always you can listen to the radio even if you have a customer or passenger in your car. Radio is, I must say, favorite and the easy way to understand the English and learn the language and accent.
Okay, and also, as Karen mentioned, if you listen to the radio, you're listening to someone who you can't see. Had that occurred to you before, that when someone's in the back of your car, that might be part of the problem?
It is, yeah, because if you see someone or if you look to someone who speak face-to-face, it's very easy for you to get the correct accent and how they pronounce it. But during drive, it's not possible, so you have to concentrate on other things.
Karen also talked about when you hear new expressions, whether it's through people talking to you or if you hear something on the TV or the radio which you don't understand. What do you think about the idea of asking a native English speaker if you hear an expression that you don't understand? Would you feel comfortable doing that, asking somebody what an expression meant?
Well, I think in college or if you are in somewhere in an educational institution, you will not feel embarrassed or humiliated if you ask someone what does it mean. But during work, during taxi, it's not possible to ask everyone what that expression means, because people, they might have a bad time. So if you ask them, they might react in a very rude way.
Okay, so you're nervous about asking people
what something means if they're a client of yours. What about, for example, people you work with or friends or acquaintances? Would you feel comfortable asking them what somebody meant when they said something?
Well, I would say that colleagues and friends, they are very useful. So you can rely on them and you can ask if you feel any difficulties.
Yeah, 4-7, clear with that person.
Roger, Vaj.
We're nearly at the end of today's English Makeover. Before we go, here's a quick summary of Karen's advice. Well, most of Karen's advice today is to watch TV and listen to the radio. This might not sound like study advice, but in fact, doing both these things can help improve many different skills in English. If you need to practice listening without seeing someone, try listening to radio programs in English, like this one. To improve your knowledge of slang and colloquial language, watch soap operas or chat shows on TV. Make a note of new expressions. If you don't understand them, try to guess the meaning from the context or ask English-speaking friends to explain. Watching a variety of TV programs will also help you to understand different accents in English. Try out that advice and see if it works for you. Join the English Makeover team again next time for more advice to improve your English.